At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. With me, as always, is the inventor of the infomercial and the original shark on the hit TV series Shark Tank, Kevin Harrington. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Seth. Great to be here. Let's have some fun.
Yes, sir. Today we have the opportunity to be interviewing Akbar Sheikh, a number one international bestselling author, speaker, who has helped 8 different funnels at 7 figures and is also a significant philanthropist. Akbar, thanks for joining us.
Very welcome, man. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Let's go back in time a little bit. I believe when you started, you were living in an electrical closet.
It's funny. I got a picture somewhere here. In a bunk bed in an electrical. I was born in San Francisco, Bay Area. And long story short, man, life was a mess, right? I was married to the devil. I was married to the wrong person. And I started gaining a ton of weight, 60 pounds overweight, developed, it was miserable in that relationship. And it festered like a cancer to many other things. I ended up gaining 60 pounds. I ended up developing a lot of addictions, which my mom's not here, so I can say comfortably. What else? Obviously, I had a crippling anxiety disorder, which was actually a complete nightmare. What else? Oh, yeah. Obviously, I was completely broke because of all that. So anyway, life was a mess, right? I wasn't spiritual. I wasn't God-fearing. All these things. Anyway, that lifestyle led to me end up obviously half dead in a hospital from frankly partying too much or not partying, trying to eliminate the pain too much, I suppose. And not here to preach, just telling you what I believe. God saved me. And I didn't die. And then boom, I just went organic, lost 60 pounds, got out of my toxic relationships, dropped all my addictions like a bad habit overnight, cold turkey, got into an incredible relationship with my wife is right here, got kids, went from broke to now our clients have collectively made over $50 million. And we've built water wells around the world and given the gift of vision to blind people and sponsoring orphans all over the world. And yeah, in that process, we temporarily lived in an electrical closet on a bunk bed with no hot water, no showers. What's the tagline? No hot water, no showers, no windows. To be honest, it was fun. People are like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. No, it was awesome. It was a great experience.
You've had one heck of a journey.
Yeah. I got to ask you though, but what was the first thing you did? So you had all of this negative and then now I hear where you are today, but what was that point when you hit bottom and what were those steps that you took to get out?
definitely the, I'll never forget the bottom. My brother's here in the office next to me. It was that me and my brother were at the hospital in the hospital parking lot. And you know, and I'm just like, and I'm lighting up another cigarette and I just like put it out and I'm like, you know what? No, I'm just done. I am just done with this. And I said, that's it. And I just dropped all my addictions. I just dropped all, you know, I used to be the king of fast food. You know what I'm saying? They had my name on a parking sign at McDonald's, Wendy's and Burger King. And I took them off. I said, no more junk food. No more hanging out with party animals. I used to be a nutcase wild party animal because I hung out with them. Didn't hang out with them. You know, start eating right. Quit all my bad habits. That was really it. The toughest thing was to leave my friends. I was tough, right? Basically, you know. Abandoned them or whatever. That was a tough
time. I'm trying to get at. So that's all your personal stuff and your physical being. What about your money? Where did the big change come business wise and financially for you?
You know, Kevin, man, I started in the electrical closet, a methodology, and I'm still doing that today. The exact same framework. And that was, I just discovered video. Right. I shared my story. I was sharing my story. I was giving content. I was giving value. VSL drove at the time Craigslist. That's all I could really afford. It was like $10 for an ad or whatever, 20 bucks. Put in a Craigslist ad, send them to my VSL, which we filmed on like a camcorder about my story. And the whole story, the hero story, the FOMO, da, da, da. Set up to a phone call. They called me, I closed high ticket sales. I started doing that in the closet. And I've been doing that for years. That the real money shift happened with that high ticket sales. From the trust of a video and content and being myself and all that jazz.
What were you selling when you were in, what were you selling in the closet?
That sounds like a cool name of a book. What were you selling in the closet? Man, I mean, I tell you what, take a wild guess. I was broke and desperate and I wanted to make money online. What do you think I was doing?
I think you were selling internet marketing.
Network marketing, right? I was broke and desperate, so I bumped it. I'll never forget it. I was like, it was like Neo from the Matrix, right? I bumped into some cheesy, you know, network marketing site, you know, Ferrari and a lady smiling. I'm like, I never saw it before. I'm like, oh my God, I get why she's smiling. And I get why it says buy now in red. It was super cheesy. And I get why they have a car, but I understood the psychology of it. And I'm like, that's really cool. I get it. So then I dove into that. And then I did become a top earner, but then I hated the industry. So I left, but I learned so much about, you know, ethical principles of persuasion and psychology that I use that, you know, been using that ever since.
And then you've now helped, you have 8 different funnels hit over $1 million in sales. Talk a little bit about what your business looks like now.
Yeah, that's an old, sorry about that. I guess my assistant sent an old bio, but yeah, man, that was from a little while ago. We're blessed to say that we've helped our clients collectively do over $50 million. I'll tell you what it is. Can I tell you an intimate story real quick? I'll be honest with you guys. Like so these are the trophies I give to my clients when they hit 6 figures or 7 figures or 8 figures. When I was living in a closet, I was happy because at that point I was over my addictions. I was in healthier relationships. I was praying. I was at peace. I was doing yoga. I was even happy then. I didn't really have any money, but I was happy. I'll tell you what it is. When I first started giving my first trophy to a client, I called my mom. I'm like, Ma, you're not going to believe this. Like, I helped this guy hit 7 figures. Oh my God, he's doing such great things. And Ma, I built a water well. Like, I can't believe, like, I was a charity case. Like, the government used to pay half my rent in California because I couldn't afford it. Like, Ma, I built a whole well. I funded a whole water well. I mean, I want to show you these great pictures that are on my wall. But then I'll be honest with you. Eventually, like, I've given out over 50 trophies to my clients. Eventually, it's just like mortgage check, charity check, pay the trophy company. It just became numbing. I'll be completely honest with you. And let me be, I haven't even shared the story with anyone. This is kind of an exclusive, but past few months, I didn't know if I wanted to do this anymore. I've been coaching for years now and I help, you know, we've done a lot of cool things, TEDx talks, all that, you know, blah, 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 blah. Now we're doing this amazing meeting, Kevin Harrington, which is freaking awesome. Cause when I first saw you on Shark Tank, I couldn't even afford a microphone, but I don't know if I wanted to do this anymore. Here's what happened. Michelle has an autistic child. Don't get me started on doctors, okay? All due respect. Doctors told her, your kid not going to be able to talk. And the kid couldn't talk. But Michelle's a true entrepreneur. She didn't accept that. She's like, nah, my kid's going to talk. She did all this research. She did all this development. She created something beautiful. Now her kid can, not only can her kid talk, but her kid can sing. She took that talent. She joined our coaching program. I'm a business coach. She joined our program. And now countless families from around the world, their kids, and they believe their doctors that, oh man, we have a kid now, they just can't speak. That's tough, dude. That's tough to live with a kid. Your kid doesn't speak. That's tough. I got three kids. And now they can speak because of Michelle. And, you know, I don't want to take all the credit, but she used our system to do that. I was looking at it all wrong, man. I was looking at the numbers. I don't give a about the numbers. Oh, help them hit 1,050,000. I don't care about any of that. We helped Michelle change lives. And we're so I said, dude, just this happened a few days ago. I'm like, boom, guess what? We're going big now. Like, I'm gonna help 1,000,000. I was about to walk. I'll be honest with you. I was going to put some money in real estate. I was going to walk, make the 12%. I'm like, I'm good. Whatever. I don't care. I'm going to go to a farm and read and write. I'm going to write a book, whatever. But dude, I'm on fire now. I'm like, no, we're going to go help all the Michelles there. We're making real impact. We're going to make, we're pumped, man. I'll be honest with you. You know what I mean?
Unbelievable. Hey, well, let me ask you this. Do you have various steps that you probably start your clients, you know, and move them through a process. Where, you know, oftentimes clients that, you know, that you're just going to get started with, they don't understand all of it, the upsides, the potentials, et cetera. So walk me through kind of like when you first get started with somebody, bringing them in, getting them to understand the process. And then what are those first few steps that you take?
Yeah. Thanks, man. I like your glasses, by the way. It's real simple, man. First thing, number one is I got to get you. Look, if your goal is hit 7 figures or 8 figures or get one of these trophies or whatever, that means you're going to be in the top 1%. Well, top 1%, they think differently. Their habits are different. They do different things than than the masses, right? So the first thing I got to do is get you to introduce you to some new ways of thinking, right? I got to switch up your mindset a little bit. We got to open it up a little bit. That's the first thing I got to do, because the reality is, like, why did I fail for 10 years? Like, I tried, I owned something called Harry's flea market online, drop shipping, eBay. I tried all these things for so many years. Like, why did I fail? I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't there. So the first thing we do is you open up their mind. Okay. Now your mind's a little bit more open. Okay. Here's interesting. I'm sure you're bumping into this all the time, Kevin. I'm sure people pitch you all the time, right? They probably have something really cool, right? And because everyone's got a God-given talent and they're probably something cool, but they're like, I can help you be happier. And I'm like, oh my God, I hate my life. Like, they have entrepreneurs generally have no idea how to, like, eloquently tell you what they do in a way where you're like, oh my God, I need that. So that's the first thing we need to do, is like create a juicy offer, right? Take what you do and make that. When someone hears that, they're like, oh, your ideal audience here, they're like, just take my money, right? That's the first thing. Or the second thing is the offer. Okay, now you got a really cool offer. Well, now you got to put that in a website or funnel. But if you look at most people's websites or funnels, they stinky stew. They lack the ethical, what I call the 7 ethical principles of persuasion, or the 5 ethical principles of persuasion, you know, likability, scarcity, all these things, right? Reciprocity, so on and so forth. So we got to put that, open up your mind, create that juicy offer, insert that into a beautiful funnel or website. Okay, now you got the sexy website, beautiful offer. Who's going to see it? Well, I got to teach you some traffic. Organic, which, you know, I'll be honest with you, that's kind of our expertise. I'm not a paid traffic expert at all. I suck at it. I've lost endless money. I've never been able to figure it out. I'm very frank about it. Organic traffic. And then we have some paid experts. Do paid traffic experts teach paid traffic? But organic, how do you send traffic to that? Okay, well, once you get traffic, well, then on the other end, because we help people in high ticket usually, how do you close those sales? Most people on the phone, they're not very good. Okay, well, here's the scripts. Here's our exact scripts. Aha. Okay. How can you work smarter, not harder? How do you do what you do best? Outsource the rest. How can you outsource a lot of this for pennies on the dollar? How can you set up systems and teams to now run that business? So we take a very holistic, fundamental approach, to be honest with you. Like, I'm not going to teach you TikTok, Micmac, Rick Rock, because all that stuff changes. And I don't even know it, to be honest with you. I teach you the fundamentals that I did in the electrical closet all those years ago that I still do today.
Gotcha.
Who's an ideal client for you now?
Number one thing, like, I don't care how, like, I like, like, a guy offered me a ton of money to work with me. He had a bachelor party company. I don't know. They take guys on bachelor parties and on the ocean, some cruise. And I said, no way. I don't care. You're not making the world a better place by helping single guys, you know, make a lot of mistakes right before they get married. So the number one thing for me, man, is that you got to have a company that's making the world a better place, and you got to want to make more to give more. Our whole mission, man, is because, look, man, I was happy in the electrical closet. I don't need, like, a ton of business. Why am I doing this? Why do I come to work every day? Why do I even have an office? I'm helping entrepreneurs make more to give more to their families, communities, and favorite charities, hence making the world a better place. That's what the mission is about. That's number one. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what you offer me. That's number one. If we're on the same page there, then we can keep talking.
Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
The people, the entrepreneurs, right? What they're doing, right? The Michelles, you know, we just gave another six-figure trophy to a lovely young lady in the Philippines, third world country. You want to maybe cry. She's like, dude, 70% of people in the Philippines, I forget like whatever it is, 70% of a segment in the Philippines, they don't believe that their dreams can come true. So now she teaches those people how to make their dreams come true by building an online business. And she's doing very well in the Philippines, third world country. I had another guy from another third world country. Most people in America, to be honest with you. Another guy, they didn't even have electricity in this country. They didn't have electricity. This guy, it goes on and off. And I freaking love entrepreneurs. My dad came to this country and they slept on the sidewalks in Washington. They were selling jewelry on tables. You know, I love entrepreneurs who make something out of nothing. So I love my people who make this world a better, who use their, I believe that true happiness comes from using your God-given talent to make this world a better place, to serve humanity. So I love all the entrepreneurs out there, all my people who are trying to do that. Dude. Like you, Kevin, you've helped good all these job, guys man. Hey, $2 with info products. You know what I'm saying?
Like you're good, no? I like what you're talking about, Akbar. That's what it's all about, helping entrepreneurs. And I think we have some similar goals there for sure. It's been cool hanging out with you, man.
Yes, we greatly appreciate your time. We know it's incredibly valuable. Akbar, for our folks who want to learn more about what you're doing, where is the best place for us to send them?
Well, I'll tell you in a form of a marketing lesson. I'm a funny looking brown guy with a name nobody can spell or pronounce. Yet my website is a name no one can spell yet. I do pretty damn well. And it's akbarshik.com. Go figure out how to spell that. But it's just akbarshik.com. And I say that because there's no excuse in business. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how dark you are, how funny looking you are, what your accent's like. You can crush it, man. I've helped people in India with the thickest accents, really funny looking, crush it. You know what I mean? And that's just a lesson, everybody, that like my dad said, I grew up in Connecticut. I grew up in 99.9% of people were Caucasian. I was like the only dude of color. And my dad said, look, man, nobody cares. If you're the best, nobody cares. If you have a racist dying of a heart attack, they don't care if you're white, black, blue, red, or brown. They just want the best. So go be the best. And that's something that I'd like to tell everybody. And the number one thing I'd like to tell everyone after that is you can't go poor by giving. Like that's my number one secret to success. I'm technologically literate. I'm really not that smart. But we do give a lot. And honestly, that's the number one secret. Keep giving. You cannot lose. You will never go poor by giving. I promise you.
It's a great, great way to finish up our segment.
Absolutely. You job, can't man. Go broke by giving.
Can't Seth go Green. Broke by giving. I love it, man. Seth Let's Green. All go give some more today, huh?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Seth Green and Kevin Harrington for sure.
Point, we're here
with Akbar Sheik. Akbar, thanks again for joining us.
Appreciate y'all.
Thanks, man. Be good, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.